Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah. Happy birthday to the Warren Newport Public Library. Ryan is back in with us, in with Wes for the first time. Apparently, he takes off every time the library comes in.
I was worried that Wes didn't like libraries or librarians, but I guess that's not true.
It's not true, per se, but he's not a big book guy.
Well, we'll see what we can do to change that.
I don't know. His mom's been working on it for years and nothing.
I love and know a lot about the Dewey Decimal System.
Okay. Like?
Well, that's a start.
Boy, you're testing me on knowing a lot about the Dewey
Decimal System. Wait a second. Do libraries even do Dewey Decimal Systems? They do?
Yeah, we do.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I just didn't know because this is the big 5-0.
This is
you
the
guys
big
5-0. Are celebrating 50 years. Tell us a little bit about how you're doing that.
Well, we're going to have a celebration throughout the year. It's not one big event necessarily. We are having a all-ages birthday party on Saturday, April 15th. No registration required, so we hope people will attend that. But otherwise, throughout the year, we're just going to celebrate. And since we've been around for 50 years, we're going to celebrate the decades. We're going to focus on the 70s, but also some 80s and 90s themed events as well this year. So, yeah, so it's going to be fun. We, instead of having like a big gala or something like that, we just thought, let's celebrate throughout the whole year. Remember the past while we're envisioning the future and just make it fun. It's a birthday. It's, you know, because sometimes I think when organizations celebrate, they call it an anniversary and that seems so formal. So we want this to be a birthday.
It's
a party. It's a celebration. So
and I like celebrating because my birthday is on the first of the month, not this month, but the first of September. And I like to say for that reason, I celebrate all month, but celebrating all year is even better.
I agree. And you, I want to go back because now I'm upset that you say I don't know a lot about libraries. Did you know that the University of Indiana's library sinks 1 inch every year?
No, but that's just a really random fact.
Do you know why?
Why?
They built it and they didn't factor in the weight of the books.
What?
They built the library and they never factored in how heavy all the books were going
to
be.
See, that's not anything about a library that you know. That's a random fact that just happens to be about a library. Whatever.
I have a random fact for you. You know the tallest building in Gurney?
Is it the library?
It's the library because we have the most stories.
She loves dad jokes, too.
That's a good one. That's a good one. My husband actually suggested on New Year's Day, because my New Year resolution is that I'm going to read more, but actually try to retain it, because I'm a terrible reader. And he was like, oh, you should go to the library. I was like, listen, I'm too loud for the library. Like, is there a spot? You know how there's like a quiet spot on the train? Is there a loud spot in a library for people like me to go?
Yes, the whole library is loud because we have a quiet reading room, which we're revamping, by the way, earlier this year. But if you want a quiet place in Gurney, the quiet reading room, it's an oasis in the desert. Like if you go in there and so much as whisper, people will shush you. But the rest of the library, you can go in and make noise. That's kind of a stereotype about libraries, right? The library is this great community and gathering spot. And please make some noise. You know, bring your family. Don't be afraid to come in the library and talk. It's okay.
And if people maybe are a little hesitant to come into the library, you guys have a lot to view digitally.
Yeah. And we have some great resources, especially for people that are still maintaining their resolutions.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about a couple. Gale Courses is kind of like the college model where at 6 weeks, you actually have a professor that's going to walk you through a course.
Okay.
And it's everything. You know, you're talking about health and fitness, you want to start your own online business, digital photography, whatever. My head of youth services at the library was just telling me about a mom that came in and was worried about her child's nutrition. And apparently there's a child nutrition course on there.
Huh.
So she took the course and was able to help with her child's nutrition. So it has everything. And if you want something that's more, okay, I got 5 minutes, let me log in and do this little module. There's LinkedIn Learning, same kinds of courses, but it's more learn as you go. So you can start a course and finish 6 months from now if you want to. So those are really great resources. And I think people don't know about those.
I didn't know about those. And how do you get like signed up for something like that?
Well, you need a library card
and
you can go onto the website, WNPL.info. And then if you go to our resources and we can call you and help you navigate to find those resources. So you need a library card is the key. And I know there's a lot of free information on YouTube and some of it's good, some of it's not. But the great thing about these resources is, you know, you're getting really authoritative information and not just some guy that goes on YouTube and is talking about a fad diet if you want to lose some weight or something. Right. So, yeah, please check that out.
And speaking of checking things out, your guys' mobile hotspots, they're now available for checkout.
Yeah, we've had the mobile hotspots for quite a while, and now we have different versions of hotspots because we realize that people might need them for different purposes. So maybe someone's going out of town on business and they need a hotspot, so they just need it for 7 days. So we've got the 7-day hotspots. Then we have 3-week hotspots and 6-week hotspots. So maybe someone needs that for a longer duration. Maybe someone's going on a long vacation or something. Yeah. They can take them out longer. So that's really great because in this day and age where people are trying to cut back on expenditures, you're going to cut your internet, you could get a hotspot. Another thing that's coming soon but not quite available yet are Rokus preloaded with streaming services.
Oh, wow.
So you want to catch up with like Ted Lasso or something that's on Apple TV, right? But you don't want to pay for that service. Come to the library soon, not yet, and you can check out a Roku, and then you can catch up on the series.
Look at us.
So we're going to have Apple TV, Netflix, Paramount Plus, and Disney Plus.
I'm getting my library card.
Yeah, you need to. You need to. Now, you mentioned refreshing your quiet reading room space. What else are you working on now at the library?
Well, in terms of physically what we're doing in the library, there's a quiet reading room space, which we're going to freshen up. And then we did an annual appeal letter to raise money to redo our study rooms. Because if you go in right now, a study room is a nice place to bring in a laptop and get a table and chair, shut the door and conduct whatever business you want to conduct. But we've heard feedback from patrons. They would like monitors, somewhat more technology in the meeting room. So we're going to enhance those spaces to make it more like 2023, right? We're all doing interesting things.
Yeah.
We've got creators using the library, online businesses, whatever. So we're going to make those spaces more than just a quiet study room. We're going to have some equipment so you can create some things, do some things.
That's cool. And I mentioned 2023 being the year that I read more and actually retain it. But I don't know, because I'm not a big reader, like what where to even start or what I want to read. And you guys offer book bundles. Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Yeah. So if you interact with one of our librarians, they can find out your interest and then create what we call a book bundle. And so they will... you give them some feedback, what you like to read, fiction, nonfiction, what type of genre, whatever, and then they'll create a bundle for you that you can check out. We also do DVD bundles and classroom bundles for teachers.
That's really neat. That's really neat. Now, celebrating 50 years, the Warren Newport Public Library is, you guys have some ongoing events as well that are coming up.
Yeah. Throughout the year, one of the interesting things we're doing soon, which I want to mention, is Valentine's for Vets. It's a drop-in program. That's Wednesday, February 1st through Sunday, February 5th. And it's just something we've done on Veterans Day where we'll create cards and send them to veterans organizations. And it's just a really good way to give back. I think oftentimes we forget about our veterans and the sacrifices they made to make this country what it is, this country so great. So it's a very small thing. Bring your children in, have them make a card, send them to the vets, and the veterans really love this. So
absolutely,
hopefully people take advantage of that.
Now, there are so many things going on at the library. Easiest way for people to get all the information that we talked about today and your list of events and all that good stuff?
WNPL.info. WNPL.info. You also should get a newsletter 4 times a year. It says Inside Angle on it.
Yeah.
And that's all of our activities, events, programs.
That's
so,
if you live in Gurnee.
That's if you live in Gurnee.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
Okay.
Right, but
awesome.
You can go to the website and can get a digital copy of the newsletter.
Cool. Ryan, thank you so much for coming back in. Before we let you go, what's your Gurnee go-to?
I am going to call out the Shipping Point, because over the holidays, you can't beat that place.
Yep.
Is it 3 weeks in a row?
2 weeks in a row that we've had the Shipping Point.
Well, let me give you another one.
All right.
How about Good Life Veterinary Clinic?
Okay.
We just got a dog over the holidays, and Good Life, they're just the best. It's a small, you have a question about your pet, you can text them, they'll text you back. I love Good Life Veterinary Clinic.
We can still give love to the Shipping Point,
absolutely,
too.
Yeah.
Because I love them as well. And as you mentioned, during the holiday season, even more so. They're
absolutely
super helpful. All right, Ryan, take care.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.